Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, there's been a lot of concern at the local government level with a number of regulations that have been promulgated by the federal government that will require local governments to spend large amounts of money to deal with stormwater runoff and comply with what's known as MS4 regulations, and it could even require the instituting of fees at local levels in order to pay for these stormwater system improvements. What's going on here, and what are some of your concerns with this situation?
I think this is one of the most serious challenges to all citizens in the months and years ahead. They're called ERUs, equivalent residential units, and I've seen charges anywhere from $60 to $100 per equivalent residential unit, which means that every homeowner would get an additional bill of, say, $60 or $70 per year to cover their stormwater runoff. Now, I get an awful lot of people say, well, Frank, if you really care about the environment, you shouldn't mind about paying for this. But there's a number of issues. First and foremost, as someone who sits on the committee that examines the issues dealing with this type of a problem with additional charges and the Delaware River Basin Commission and the Susquehanna River Basin Commission, we are not addressing at the commission level, which is made up of New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. We're not really looking at the systemic issues behind the water runoff problems. Instead, what we're doing is we're saying, look, since we can't solve the big problem, this is what the commission is saying, by the way, not me, that what we're doing is let's just go ahead and put this charge on there and try to have someone who's already doing a good job doing an exceptionally better job. But it's commonly well known in our area, Lancaster County, Lebanon, Dauphin, Cumberland County, York County, we're doing a fairly decent job. So the cost of mitigating an additional 1% to 2% improvement in water quality is substantial, whereas we could get a 10% to 15% improvement in water quality by doing a number of things. Now, just give you an example. The Conowingo Dam, which is in Maryland, but it's downstream in the Susquehanna River, behind the dam is completely filled with silt, and there have been efforts to remove some of that silt. And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, is not permitting that to be done, as well as the Maryland Department of the Environment and Pennsylvania DEP has not necessarily been in favor of it. So right now, 6 million pounds per year of sediment go over the dam. If we excavated behind the dam, that 6 million pounds would not be going over it. It would significantly reduce the cost. Here's my concern as a Pennsylvanian. We're putting this charge of equivalent residential unit on all facilities, homeowners, businesses, churches, and other not-for-profits, and school districts. So let me give you an example. One of the most recent times, a local church in my community got a bill for $5,000. And this is a way that we should all be extraordinarily concerned about establishing a precedent that taxes will be assessed in a different way, which gets around the property tax issue and raising the income tax issue. So effectively, everybody in Pennsylvania had a tax increase last year, or everybody in our South Central region, without anybody in the legislature passing an increase in taxes. This is a mandate that we have to stop. We have to deal with this effectively while at the same time cleaning up the environment, which I believe we can do.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.